Goddamn vampires. It feels good to be back in the saddle, man. Almost on time, but it's still running late. Goodness gracious. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is the lovely Tiffobot. What's going on with you this week, Tiff?
Well, it's the start of a new week, so who knows?
So, man, you weren't feeling good yesterday, so you feeling better today. So
and I felt good. Like shit. Okay.
That's going around, the feeling like shit.
Well, then you're like automatically like, well, I probably have COVID. Well, I guess I think that, but yeah. I guess maybe a lot of people don't, and that's why we all get it.
No, I'm letting you think I got COVID. When I was sick that time, I tested negative, but I was still like,
yeah, you're just looking at tests.
Do I have sure, it? Sure. Do what the hell did that? I hope not, you know? So yeah, man. Other than that, man, we got an interesting show for you. So I couldn't even find shitty news this week, Tiff, so we don't got no news.
Yeah. We should have a name for a segment with no news.
Matt, no news Monday or something. I don't know.
What? I was going to say no news Monday.
Oh, like that something.
as well, but it doesn't fucking mean anything, and that's why I stumbled. So I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it means.
I made you go back.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And today's not even Monday, so.
Yes, I know. What the fuck? Whatever. Anyway, there's no fucking news. Right.
So what we are going to do, man, is we're going to incorporate some stuff in here. And so we're going to do a list, and we're going to do, we did a one-shot She-Hulk came out this week.
Some fancy new arm movement.
That's right. And the main topic is The Day Shift, man. New on Netflix, starring Jamie Foxx mostly. And some other people.
Starring Jamie Foxx mostly.
Well, Snoop Dogg is in it, but I think his role is a little over exaggerated. But, you know, we'll get to it.
But, yeah.
We're talking
about Dave Franco.
Dave Franco? He was in this. That's the little brother. That's the little brother, right? That's the little brother. Of course. He's in it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. He's really the co-star, if you ask me. Anyway, we'll get to it.
Cool. Yeah.
So our list is. I hope we ain't do this list in the past, but top.
I think we might have
top five vampire movies.
I like how you like are like. I don't care. Still gonna do it.
Still gonna do it. F it. If we did it, it's been so long. I don't even remember what it was. So that's the show, man. That's it. That's all that we're gonna roll. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Indeed. Let's go. All right, man. We are back, man. It's time to roll, man. Now, I know y'all looking and things might seem a little different here, but it's all the same thing as it's going around and we're good. So, Tip, it is time for social media shout out. Could you tell the people where they can, other places they can find us and listen to us and see us?
Absolutely. So for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com, or you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com, or you can visit our social media, which is @fansofpatrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please check out our TikTok, which is fansofpatrol0. Patreon, which we have some good stuff over there. Check us out. It's for as little as a dollar. YouTube, and of course on your favorite listening platform, which if you don't see us there, let us know. But it seems that the work does itself there.
Hey Tiff, I put out a brand new doll video.
yeah, actually I did see that. A little doll. and you were so excited. I saw, didn't even hear it at first, and I knew how happy you were.
I was so happy to get one out, man, because it's been so long. So go check that out, guys, because I put Moff Gideon out. It's out there. You can get a review. And I got it like about 6 minutes. So it's not like, you know, 20 minutes worth of talking about a goddamn Dow. So anyway.
Do you think if you walked up to somebody on the street?
Yes.
How many people out of 10 would know who Moff Gideon is? Ooh. How many? Do you think any out of 10? 0 out of 10?
Probably 0 out of 10 would know who.
Probably 0 out of 10. How many people do you think you'd have to ask before you found someone who knew?
Maybe about 18 people, but probably somebody.
Do you think 18? Yeah, I think people will surprise you. I think probably 45 people.
No, because The Mandalorian has a lot of people watching it. Even at work, I talk to people. They talk to me because once they find out you have a podcast.
I feel like we should put on Twitter right fucking now.
Okay, okay.
A poll. Who is Moff Gideon? Do you know who Moff Gideon is? Yes or no? And then as soon as we get 18 responses.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you look.
That's a polluted sample, but I'm very interested.
If you watch The Mandalorian 100%, you know who Moff Gideon is. And so it was for those people who enjoy the, you know.
No, I'm not making fun of you. This was just purely scientific because I don't know. So I would think that maybe it's for every 5 people.
And also, I want to reiterate to the fans out there that it is the, what do you call it? The lounge time, man. You know.
There's drinking, but only a little.
Only a little. We just started.
Only, it's just small.
And I'm going to keep myself together because I don't feel like editing a segment with me like, anyway, man, so here we are with our list. Now, I know I said at the top of the key that we were going to talk about our favorite vampire movies. But in between the segments, I did my research and we did it already. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to change it not to the top 5 vampire movies, but I wanted to change it to top 5 vampires, which is completely different to me, man, because
it is.
The movie could
be good. So different.
The movie could be dope, but you could have a lame ass vampire like Nicolas Cage eating a bug, you know, and it's still a good movie, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do. So Tiffo,
okay. Yes.
Top 5 vampire people. You know, because
starting with five.
And working our way to the
least
good stuff.
Good.
And
the least good.
D.
So this is, I'm so ashamed to say this, but I think, you know, bearing our shame, that's what makes for a good show, telling everybody what's horrible about ourselves.
Right.
So I guess one of my favorite vampires is Aiden from Being Human, not even the British one, the US one.
With the 3 roommates. Right, the 3 roommates, yes. Right?
Sci-Fi is a terrible channel. No, I thought the show was good, and I do think that the actors on there, I like Sam Huntington.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Those were good actors and actresses, or I'm sorry, actors, all of them. But,
so wait a minute.
I thought the show was charming. What?
Out of this show, you put him as top 5 vampires of all time.
Yeah,
this
honestly,
guy.
Can I tell you the reason I'm laughing so much is because you asked me about the top 5 vampires.
Yes.
And I used to be a big vampire person. In high school,
me
I
too.
Read like all of the Anne Rice books.
No, wait a minute. I wasn't an Anne Rice vampire. I was a Lost Boys vampire.
I was like into vampires.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then as I got older, it was less.
You was like, hissing is stupid as hell. What is that?
And I'm more of a werewolf fan these days. And so I don't have a lot of, like, when I think about vampires, I have very few that I'm like, oh, my favorite. Even my favorite from back then, I don't really have a favorite then.
I don't like
it anymore, really.
You didn't think about it like that. But, you know, the shit just keeps going on and on. Like, there's so many
here's
vampire
the thing.
Movies.
Get off my fucking back, because... What, do you want me to have the same fucking 5 as you? You fucking piece of shit.
Nope.
Oh, tell me. You can pick any vampire. And that's
you do not have the same 5 as me. So
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Fuck you. It'd be boring if we did.
My number five.
Yeah.
Blackula. Look.
Yeah.
Blackula was a black man with a cape. That was all I needed back in the day, was a black man with a cape. So Blackula was like, he was like, he's cool, but he's not cool. You know, the name made him cool, but then we started watching it, he was like, so stuffy and he was like, well, he's not cool, but the name alone made him cool. Blackula. My daughter's cat, he's a black cat. His name is Blackula. Ain't nothing cooler than that name, Blackula. So that's my number five from the old like 70s movie, Blackula. You know, so what's perfect, your number perfect. Four, Tiff?
So my number four
What the hell? Hold up. I had to turn that shit off. So it's such a mistake that's going to cost us millions if we ever make it. So number four, Tiff, where are you at?
So this one is a little bit more because, like, I like her from what I've seen, because I didn't actually play the game, but I watched a lot of it, is Lady Dimitrescu. Dimitrescu, I have a hard time saying it. She's from Resident Evil.
Oh, shit.
7. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's the one that's out 8. Now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't played it. She's top five, Tiff?
Here's what I'm telling you. There's when you asked me this question, I did not get excited.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. And I'm not even like, I'm like, okay, cool.
So Tiff is doing mercy humps here. So so that's cool. So I'll go to my number four. My number four, oh, I'm almost ashamed to say this.
Go on.
Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries, because I used to watch that show.
And he, oh, my fucking God. Montego, cool, stop.
He was cool as hell. He was cool.
I'm trying to be good to stop.
Look, I met his brother at a con, and his brother was cool as shit. But I did.
Fuck, Montego. No, come on.
This guy was like a piece of shit on the show. And he was cool as hell because he was a piece of shit. He almost seemed like he was making fun of the Twilight vibe of the whole show. And so I dug him the whole time because he was just like his brother like attacked him once. And he was like, ah! And he was like, what the fuck was, ah! And I was like, I like this dude.
Montego, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. It was good.
I was embarrassed to tell people that I was like, oh, I like the Being Human show. Now, I don't give a fuck. I look like I have the best taste in my
Vampire Diaries. Not the show, but Damon Salvatore was cool as hell. He's still a cool dude. And he ended up going on.
Good for you. Embrace your joy, Montego.
Hold up. The actor, Ian Somerhalder. He ended up getting, he's on a
Netflix. Oh, yeah, he's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Ah, so he's on a
Just because he's a good actor doesn't mean the show's good. Get off my case.
No, the show is not good. I said he was cool. We are doing coolest vampires. Wait,
your favorite vampires? You shit on my number five favorite vampire, and then you bring up this teeny bopper bullshit, and not only do you bring it up, you're like,
You say teeny bopper, this dude is like literally almost my age, man.
But the show is teeny bopper.
Well, it very much was, but because it was a teeny bopper show and he came on, he was kind of like making fun of all that shit. You know? So it was like cool to me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I like the actor. He's on V-Wars now, that on Netflix. And I haven't watched V-Wars, but when he was on Vampire Diaries, I was like, this dude is cool.
What
as
is
shit.
V-Wars?
It's another vampire show.
Is it a vampires? Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, it's a vampire
okay,
show.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Number three, Tippo
Bot. I'm happy for you. Number three. My number three is D from Vampire Hunter D. And I will tell you.
The hell is
it's
that?
It's an anime. It's really cool. It's a movie. Fuck off.
Okay.
Now I know he's a dampir, which is like a half human, half vampire.
Okay, like and Blade. I know that like, some people, like Blade.
Like Blade, yes. Yes. So I get that people might, but I had a hard time with this list, and come on, guys.
No, that's bullshit. Half vampire, vampire. What? Vampire. You suck blood, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You on the list.
He has a front, he has a hand. His hand is like a talking. It's got an eyeball in it. It's great.
Really?
You should. I honestly. Well, know what? You know what? I don't recommend that you watch it because you'd fucking hate it. I can already tell you wouldn't like it.
Tiff,
save yourself some time.
Tiff, you never know about me. Sometimes I surprise
fuck
you.
Fuck off. If
sometimes
you,
I you surprise you
to this show.
I surprise you sometimes.
If you, fuck my god. Yeah, sure. You surprise me sometimes.
look, Tiff. Look,
whatever you want.
Hey, everybody.
Whatever you want.
Tiff has no patience for me. She's being a piece of shit. She has no tolerance. She's intolerant. She's the man. Tiff is the man right now, y'all.
You piece of shit. Oh, my God. No.
Right. She has no tolerance.
Okay, listen. What's your number three? Was it number three?
Yes. My number three was Jerry Dandridge from Fright Night.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense for your list. Yes.
I love the original 1985 version of Fright Night. And Jerry Dandridge, you know, if you watch it now, he kind of seems like a 80s dad walking around there. But back in the day, he was like, they had this music. He, you know how, like, you know, movies have like a theme music mm-hmm. for a character. And it was like, doom, boom, boom, boom. And he would walk in and he was all sleek and smooth. And he would like eat apples like vampire needed an apple. And like, you know, he was like effing women and eating apples. That's that was his thing. He's like, hey, look.
Why did he eat apples? He's a vampire. I mean, I've seen the movie, but I kind of forgotten it.
Yeah, he just like, so
aesthetic.
You can see the fans.
He was just looking
exactly.
for it. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
I can throw apples away because I am so vampire rich.
Exactly. Like So Wizard would say, all he did was fuck bitches and eat candy. And he was like, I was like, he's so cool. He's so cool. Even when he was like vamping out, he was like, oh. But then at the end, he was like kind of like, oh, and his like hands, his fingers was like this long. And it was
the
like.
The audio production that's going on here must be fucking outstanding.
But I mean, seriously, he was like, oh, when the sun come out and stuff.
Fuck, stop.
He was cool as hell, though, man. He was cool as shit, man. He was cooler than Dracula. All
cooler
20 movies.
Cooler than Dracula.
Indeed.
I want that on a shirt.
Cooler
Dracula.
Than Dracula. I want that shirt,
cooler
too.
Than cooler than Dracula.
Number I'm two, sorry. Tiff. Number
two. My number two, and really, if we're being honest, should be number one. Is Dracula. Because
which Dracula?
No, listen, the reason I'm
which one?
I'm the original, the book.
Bela Lugosi.
From Bram Stoker. No, from the book. From Bram Stoker's Dracula.
But
that's not
visual.
You said I did. Do that. And the reason I'm saying that is because obviously we owe it a debt of gratitude for all vampires for that book.
Blah.
So, I mean, obviously the vampire legend list existed before that, but I'm just saying.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not aware of that. I'm like, I thought it started with Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You know? I think it maybe started with Vlad the Impaler, right?
Yeah, right. And then, you know, the hate for Muslims, right? Because they were like, they were, what part of the world they were living in? Portugal, right? And then it was like, what the hell? Yeah. So hey,
you're gonna make me
sound
stupid. Stupid. Yeah. I feel really stupid because I'm like, but and you're like,
back in the 16th century,
Damascus. And I'm like, oh no, thinking.
All right, Tim.
Okay, what's your number two?
My number two.
Yeah.
David from The Lost Boys. Thou shalt not kill. Kiefer Sutherland, man. Cool as hell. Look, I had
that little, we talk about this all the time, but that like, cry little sister. That song is creepy.
Cry little sister.
Why
sister.
Are you calling your sister, bro?
Thou shalt not kill.
What the?
That's a good song though. I do like it.
Oh, hell. That was like almost my 11th grade like theme song. It was dudes dressing
like,
up
for
like
you personally or people
personally,
voted it. Personally.
No, no, not personally, but people like were like dressing up like Lost Boys vampires and like but it wasn't cosplay. They were like immolating. And
it was fashion.
Yeah,
you know what they say? That they were, yeah, great excuse. Yeah. Piece.
And they were like
bullshit.
Acting like it.
That's cosplay. If that's cosplay, what the fuck?
It was
listen,
a dude
just
in my
you
high
didn't
school.
Call it that.
He was dressing like them, and he was a black dude with a long jerry curl, and he was like putting fangs in his mouth and shit.
Where is he now?
He looks like a regular dude. That
do you think he's married?
I don't think he is. No, he's not.
No, I didn't mean to laugh. I meant
that
seriously.
No, that's great.
Like,
he had
I want to meet this man, but
he had a hot ass sister, and I was like, I want to get with your sister. I want to get with your sister. But that's it. He just like he was always like one of them dudes to try to walk around like he was single forever and just so hot. He still thought he was like one of them Lost Boys vampires even at the school reunion. Anyway, David was cool. Lost Boys, in my opinion, literally changed the vampire genre from being and I want to F you to like just being some cool MFers, man, you know?
And cool MFers.
And David was the coolest one of them all. Keith Sutherland Keith Sutherland came off of Stand By Me as being a piece of shit. And next thing you know, he was like, Michael. And we was all like,
Michael, it's maggots.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay, listen, we're going to put another shirt in the shop. Michael, it's maggots.
Michael, it's maggots, man. I like it. Oh! And then we're going to get sued for copyright, right?
We better write. Why? He doesn't say that in
the movie. Yes, he does. He's like, you're eating maggots. He said, Michael, you're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Yeah.
He's like,
Michael, Michael, it's maggots. Yeah, it's just abbreviated.
Indeed, you pieces of shit. We're going to steal everything from Hollywood. Tiff, number one.
So my number one is Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that coming, but that is so good. How are you doing, my dear? Let's fuck. You're like, what? Holy shit, Laszlo is cool as hell.
Everything he fucking says kills me.
I don't know, but all I know is I want to fuck. Like, what?
He's delivering the performance of a person who has showed up to work and doesn't give a shit.
Let me tell you something.
That's the character, and it's so good.
When Mark Hamill was on that show as his nemesis, that was like the crescendo of that show. It was like Mark Hamill was like so good, and I didn't even know it was Mark Hamill until like after. You know, he was like, "You are a piece of shit." They was hissing at each other, and you know they just had a feud for nothing. But Laszlo is so cool, man. You're right. Great choice, Tiffelbot. That's your number one.
We're getting a thumbs up.
Yes, that's a great one. Mine is
what's
slightly,
your number one?
Oh, shit. You know, I went to the superhero drama. Blade, bro. Blade.
Yeah, I kind of thought. See, like, I was going to put Blade on my list because definitely, but then I was like, when I thought of him, I was like, well, he's half vampire.
Yeah.
But then I would put the other one on there and then just forgot, like an idiot.
Tiff. When the glasses get hit, and then he grabs them, you know, they fly through the air with the CG glasses, and then, and you know, and then the ass whoopers start coming with the glasses on. You're just like, win, for all time, Blade wins. I mean, it's the coolest, like, movie. Okay, you could say it's the coolest vampire movie, 100%. But then you can say it's almost one of the coolest movies ever, man. That movie is so goddamn cool. And it's been like 20 years, right? And it's still cool.
It's still good. Like if you release that today without telling, like, okay, had a collective amnesia about it and they released the movie today, no editing, no nothing. It is exactly as it is.
This
just
movie
cool
as
for you.
Shit.
You'd be like, this is a really cool movie.
Everybody should watch this shit, man. The special effects could be a little better, but it's good.
Have you seen Blade?
Right. Blade is the shit. Right? I love it. And Wesley Snipes, I feel sorry for Masala Ali. Because, maybe not. Because Sticky Fingers.
Because he's getting so old.
Sticky Fingers from, what's that group? Chef, bumped on up. Let the boys be boys. They did a Blade TV show back in the day.
Okay.
And the Sticky Fingers was Blade. and it was so messed up because he had like a sleepy eye. So he was like,
don't do that. I'm just saying. I can't fucking do that.
And he had shades off. But when he took the shades off, he was like, and it was like, what the fuck? What kind of vampire got like? So anyway.
Anyone can be a vampire.
Even sleepy eye vampires. So anyway, it didn't work. I think the show had 8 episodes and it got canceled, but it was based on Wesley Snipes' Blade, you know? And, you know, so now Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade. And Wesley Snipes, I'm sorry, he's a hard act to follow. Look, let me say, I'm going to show you how dope Wesley Snipes is. We saw Coming to America, right? The best thing about that movie was the hot-ass daughter and Wesley Snipes. Right? Wesley Snipes stole the show in that damn movie, and he was such a minor character. He's a brilliant actor, and in Blade he was perfect. Just don't look at Blade 3. Just shut it down at Blade 2. So that's my list, Tifflebot.
That's my list.
All right. So such a better list than what we had planned, Tifflebot. You know.
I don't know. Guess what was on my list of movies? Dracula. Lost Boys.
All right.
Blade.
All right.
What we do in the Shadows.
Okay.
And the only one that wasn't mentioned was Buffy, because she's not a vampire.
Do you know I'm like one of the few nerds out there who's never watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie or the show?
The original movie?
Or the show.
I've never watched a show. No interest. But I have watched the movie, which I do love.
I've never even seen the movie.
I don't know if you would like it, but I do like it.
It seemed very CW-ish with Pee Wee Herman back in the day. So before the CW was cool, and then it wasn't cool.
Oh my god!
CW was cool for a minute. It was, you know, when Arrow first came out and stuff, and then Smallville, the shit was cool.
Should be a picture.
So we're gonna take a break, man, and we're gonna come back because what are we doing? She-Hulk. Can't wait to talk about She-Hulk.
Oh my god, I fucking forgot.
Oh no! Tifflebot is not on the job, y'all. We'll be right back.
No, I watched it.
Oh, wonderful. We are back, man, and we are still in a lounge, you know, for our long-term fans. Understand what the lounge is, man. So, no news. We had a list. Now we got a one shot. And if you haven't been listening to the show, we have different segments and lists, one shot, facts on patrol. We have different segments. We're just rolling with some segments today. So what we're doing today is one shot of She-Hulk.
Attorney at Law.
I'm sorry. Right. Attorney at Law. That's the whole name of the show. And so I'm so excited, Tifflebot. I've been waiting for this, and then they had like the trailer drop, and then it was like the Sonic the Hedgehog. It was like, pull that shit back, redo the CGI.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of CGI problems.
Yeah. And so apparently they pulled it back and redid some stuff, and so it's time to get into it, man. You know, so we watched the inaugural, you know, episode of She-Hulk, and right about the time that this show is being released, there should be another one being released. So, this show, She-Hulk, I think it was only 30 minutes, TV series 2022, TV-14 action adventure comedy. Jennifer Walters navigates the complicit life of a... Hold up for a second. My eyes. Let me make this shit bigger. Jennifer Walters navigates the complicit life of a single 30-something attorney who happens...
30-something.
30-something attorney who happens to be a green 6'9" superpowered Hulk. And I find that interesting because in the comic book, she's definitely over 7 feet tall.
The Wikipedia says 6'7".
Okay, so the shit is just like all over the place.
It doesn't matter. She's tall. It's like when you try to Google how tall an actor is, and it's like right. Jake Gyllenhaal like, is 5'8".
Tom
2,
Cruise.
5'11".
He's 5'6". He's 7'2".
Right.
So Tiff, who's in this goddamn show from the beginning?
Okay, Tatiana Maslany is our main character here.
And she could be course, hotter. Go, but go ahead.
Well, of course, there's Mark Ruffalo.
So nice to see Mark Ruffalo playing the Hulk. I feel so
terrible.
Good.
Looking terrible.
You thought so?
Jamila Jamil.
Okay.
Gloss over. Ginger Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I don't know. More people.
So who was actually in this first show? Not Tim Roth, not Benedict Wong, not Charlie Cox. Yeah. Holy shit. They just had it. Basically, it was Mark Ruffalo and what's her name?
Tatiana Maslany.
That was it. So, man, before we go any further, let's hit those. No, it's not time to hit the spoilers. Well, let's do it different. Let's hit the spoilers. Just change this shit up, Tiff. I know. And let's. It's time for one. What you got, Tim? One word.
So I'm going to say that my one word for this is charming. I was so surprised by this.
I wasn't, and I'm gonna say my one word was charming. First time in Fans of Patrol history. So charming.
We never had the same word. Charming.
Indeed.
It's very charming.
It was very, very, very charming, and it just made you feel at home and
easy.
Yeah,
and I think, like, you hear the premise and you're like, dumb. But they very much embrace that it's like, yeah, it's kind of silly.
Let me ask you a question.
She's like, this is ridiculous. And you're like, that's pretty good.
How did you feel about the fourth wall breaking? The only other show that has done that was Deadpool.
That's not true. People talk to the camera all the time.
No, not in Marvel movies. Deadpool was the only
Marvel movies. You said Deadpool. I thought you said Deadwood. And I was that's not Deadpool. A Marvel movie.
No.
Got it. That doesn't bother me, especially in a television show. Because I've watched a lot of television shows with like a monologue or addressing the television.
And for me, there's a lot of Marvel properties. And so for them to take this route with the Deadpool as, you know, fourth wall, don't take me seriously. This shit is just watch this. I thought it was appropriate. Let me put it that way. I thought it was cool, you know, because you got Deadpool, who was gonna get another Marvel movie, and so other than Deadpool, who's been in movies, there's been no character who's done like fourth wall breaking other than, you know, Jennifer Walters, She-Hulk. So I thought that was cool. So man, we get into this thing, man, right? Starts off from the beginning. I like the rehearsal of the actor, you know, this is my summation as a lawyer. And then, like, she turns to the screen and breaks the fourth wall. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know. How did you feel?
No, because like I've said, there's a lot of shows that I've watched with that happening. So it's doesn't surprise me. And also, honestly, it happens a lot in comic books more often than it does in movies.
Interesting.
Not often, but every once in a while, I'll be like, boo, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is that that's not something that should surprise or come out of it, especially if it's interwoven in the show is kind of like overarching feeling. So like the show has kind of like a jaunty this is jovial, it's kind of fun. There's going to be some fighting, there's going to be some other stuff happening, but we're having like a good time.
Yeah. And 100% you nailed that. Good time, bullshit, problems.
And you think like, so I was upset originally when I had seen this trailer, you remember, because I was like, they're just like two folks talking to each other, and this looks so bad, and I just don't want to watch it. But I liked that their dynamic was appropriate, and I don't want to say appropriately, but it's kind of a weird, I feel like sometimes people miss the mark on family dynamics, especially with like distant family or like family that would,
that's not interesting, distant, but like, Very, very interesting. That's pretty good that you bring that shit up, because, yeah, Jennifer Walters made it very plain to everybody that we are cousins. We love each other, and you're probably my favorite cousin. But goddamn, dude, we don't spend that much time together, and we ain't the same right. person.
Here's the thing: it's like there's a weird thing about cousins where like you form it's like a trauma bond because you have there's nobody else to talk to at a family vacation. You have shared relatives who pass away, so like it's just like you know, and you do get like you can like not see each other for like 3 years, and then see each other, and it's just as comfortable as it was. For, I mean. Sometimes, depending on who you are and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
As it was like 3 years ago, because you just know them. And that's kind of what this was like. Like, we are cousins and we are, you know, we know each other. We have fun together. But now you've made me a Hulk and I'm kind of pissy about it.
Right. So what I liked about it so beautifully is that this spaceship comes down and you don't, what the hell is happening? And it causes them to have these accidents. And then they don't waste their time in like making her a Hulk.
No, I loved that. That was my other problem was like before I watched this, I was worried that there was going to be so much, not only just like the build until she becomes a Hulk, yes. but like the training part. Oh my God. I loved the training part and it was very well executed as far as the time management was
100%
concerned.
Because it really didn't take that much time, right? So she's in the courtroom and Titania breaks in. Now, for comic book people, Titania, she's actually Bruce Banner's daughter from the future. You know, but she comes in and she like wrecks the courtroom and nobody knows what's happening. And she gets knocked out. And next thing you know, she's with Bruce Banner and his like, I love that the world building of the Marvel series happens. You know, he's like, yeah, me and Tony built this thing. And
oh, I did think that was a nice touch, but I also
so
think
good.
It's
such
nice.
A good choice. Good choice. Good,
I like
good
that, like, they kind of like lead you out to believe that she's gonna be like really upset, which would make sense, but she's not. But also, I like it that it kind of turns out he's upset because he has that little guidebook that's like, oh, I'm gonna teach you how to be a Hulk, and then it turns out that she's like just kind of naturally
spent years doing that shit, and she was like, just like so good. She's like,
I love that.
Is this balance? Is this rage? You know, and so and very much like the comic book tip, like. She-Hulk in the comic book never had a problem. She always controlled her Hulkness. She always controlled her rage. She it's not even controlled. It wasn't even a factor for her. And they they showed you that, you know. And so that was I thought it was so cool. And one thing I have to say that the She-Hulk looks so much better than the actual actress that was playing it. I was like, oh, she fine.
I'm sorry, what?
The
oh, you mean like you want to fuck She-Hulk?
Yes.
Oh my God. This feels like a Montego Deep Confessions episode where he's just
well, as a kid, She-Hulk was always
Vampire
like
Vampire Diaries and wow. I want to fuck She-Hulk. Oh my Actually, goodness. I feel like obviously that's a very common feeling. It's okay. These urges are normal.
Indeed. So
You will think about She-Hulk multiple times a day.
Yeah. So, you know, I love the dichotomy that happens between her and Bruce with this training. You know, I love the bar. And you know what they really do a good job of is, like, integrating the rest of the MCU into, like, you know, me and Tony built this bar and it's like, you know, this was our shit. And I'm like, man, that's nice, right? Because you saw in Spider-Man, Tony's and Spider-Man's like, you know, dichotomy. But then like Bruce and Tony in the MCU was pretty much the closest characters because they were both brains. And you did find out that they had this island with this bar, with this, what do you call it? His lab. It was just like...
Yeah, this kind of nice. Like their little secret getaway.
Yeah.
And maybe they kissed.
Maybe, but probably not, because Tony liked the hoes. Not Bruce.
Tony liked the
hoes. Tony liked the hoes. But, you know, it was like really nice. It felt like home, you know? He was like, with the Hulk there, you know? I just thought that way. I don't know. What about you?
I thought that that whole here's what goes by really quickly. Because most of the time she is learning about the stuff on the island. That's basically what we
talked
about.
It was fast. It was fast for sure.
Yeah. And then they go to the courtroom scene, which we'll talk about here. But like what I'm saying by that is that like most of the time when I watch television, because I, not because I have a high standard for television or anything like that, but like because I'm often, you know, just being a piece of shit, it's hard for me to like pay attention to anything for an extended period of time. And so if it draws my attention and I don't notice that time has passed, that's pretty impressive. And so this show went by kind of like that.
Fast, civil bot.
Yeah. So really that's a, I think that's a good mark of it. I mean, obviously, we're all our experiences are different, but that's a good mark of a television show is if you don't, like, it goes by so fast that you wish there were more.
Yeah. And it was like, it's over? Fuck! Right? That's what that was the word that was on my mouth when it was over. I was like, God damn it.
So your fuck was your
well,
word.
You know, Obi-Wan and all these other shows did, like, you know, two show premieres. So you wouldn't be like, fuck! You'd be like, okay, now I'm in. But they were like, you get a half an hour, it's over. You know, and so when it was over.
Yeah, you know what? I prefer that way. Keep me wanting more, please.
Wow, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what is it? Today is Tuesday. I think it comes out on Thursday's the show. So
we'll be watching it.
100%. I'm in, Tivobot. What about you?
Yeah, here's the thing. If I don't watch it, it's because I just forget, not because it's not good.
Because you're being Tivobot.
But I'm fuck. So I'm sure that you'll remind me probably though. So
100%. Okay, I'm gonna say this in front of the fans right now. I want to watch this whole series and finish it off with you, and we can put it on half Patreon, half fans. Me and you and Tivobot. Smooth has been like stepping up and doing that duties, but you know, the people love Tivobot. You know what I'm saying? So
what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean what I'm talking about? The people want your ass on that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yes, get back on the Patreon. Is that what you're saying? I get it. Now, here's the thing. You know that the only way to get me to finish something is to get me on assignment.
Okay, so
that's why you're doing this.
We need to finish this shit together, Tivobot. Because
we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. I'm not leaving you behind.
Hey, did you ever finish the
No, I can already go ahead and tell you the answers now. Whatever you're gonna ask
me. Isaac, the
I never even watched more than one episode. But
fuck.
Listen,
that's why I'm bringing in Smooth to come in and finish the episodes of Tiff.
You
just
piece of garbage. You God leave me alone.
Damn it. You my co-host. Your ass need to like finish. Okay, I need you to finish.
I do the work for the show, you fucks.
Not Tivobot. I need you to finish She-Hulk. Okay?
Okay.
All right. There we go, yo. Fans are here amongst us. So we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back. Is it our third act? It's time for our third act.
It's almost over.
Yeah, no. Our third act, right? Yes, indeed. Yes. We'll be right back. Time to get on and hit the main topic, man. So, we're doing Day Shift starring, let me pull it up. Day Shift is starring Jamie Foxx and action comedy fantasy. 2022, rated R, 1 hour, 53 minutes. A hard-working blue-collar dad who just wants to provide a good life for his quick-witted 10-year-old daughter has a mundane San Fernando Valley pool cleaning job is a front for his real source of income, hunting and killing vampires. Holy shit. This stars who, Tivobot? Who, Tivobot?
So Jamie Foxx, as you said, Dave Franco, Snoop Dogg, Natasha Bordizzo, that's the daughter. Natasha Liu Bordizzo, excuse me. Megan Good. I know you love me. I know you love Megan Good. Steve Howey. Scott Adkins. Oliver Mazzucci. Eric Lang. Peter Stormare.
Oh, God. Megan Good. Tiff, the dirty bathwater effect. Holy shit.
I know. Here it comes.
Woo! Shit! Anyway, so let's get it rolling, man.
Yes.
So, the thing, you know, one thing about this movie is that it starts out unapologetically.
Well, are you going to give us a one word or what?
I was just want to say it starts out.
Okay, sorry. It gives you a little, okay.
Unapologetically being who it is. You know, okay. And so I dig that. I love when movies don't like I don't want to make an excuse. So I love it. So before we go any further, it's time for one word. Yeah, one word. What you got with day shift?
I'm gonna say wee.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna agree with you. My one word is fun. I had a lot of fun watching this movie because it was what it was. Will I remember it?
Yeah. And,
you know.
Yeah. It, you know what it kind of struck me as?
Yes.
And there's lots of movies like this, but yes. R.I.P.D., which we've talked about before.
Fun.
Where you're like, you have a fun time. Don't really remember what happens.
I enjoyed the shit out of it, but I don't remember a goddamn thing, right? But it was fun. Like,
I was a little bit worried about this movie because I knew we had to postpone recording because I had an internet issue. But I was worried about it because I was like, oh, I'm going to forget what happens in this movie before we talk about it.
Right. I agree with you 100%, but it didn't happen with me. The movie was very fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's very fun. So, look. When I first started watching it, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But, like, here's the thing. There's a certain, like, threshold of when you're watching a movie where, like, maybe you're not going to love it, but it's a tolerable movie. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening here, but, like, you can kind of tell the difference between, like, right away, something that you can tolerate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's, like, the first barometer. You're like, am I going to tolerate this? Am I going to, you know, maybe kind of enjoy myself? Am I going to love it? Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah,
right away, you can kind of tell just from, like, the kind of establishing shots that, like, it's a talented filmmaker as far as, like, just technicality is concerned.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
But you're right. And the thing about it is this movie starts off really action-y right away.
Yeah, 100%. Great. 100%. It starts
fighting grannies, fist fighting some grannies.
Yeah, you know, so he's like got this pool boy pickup truck and he goes.
Which he kind of like goes through the motions of doing, even though he doesn't need to.
Right. And the next thing you know, he's up in this apartment and this lady comes out and she kind of looks at him. She's an older lady and she looks at him like, what the fuck? Right. And she's like, you know, what are you doing here? Next thing you know, it's battle. And you know, now, go ahead.
This is like, I do think that like I enjoyed this fun, right? Like this is part of the fun.
I did too. I really did.
I do think some of the fights went on a little bit too long because a lot of it is just like the floppy body stuff. And I was like, this first one especially. I think this is the worst one. Not because she's an old lady, because there's a lot of like whatever. But I was like, I get it.
Yeah, she's even though despite the fact that she's an older female. She has the agility of a prime human suspect, you know, even heavier duty. Right. And so you were kind of like, okay, yeah, it did kind of go long, but.
Right. But I think, like, I kind of get it because, like, it was establishing everything. Because, like, from there on out, I didn't think that about any of the fights. I thought they were all really well timed.
I would agree with you, especially, like,
when this one seemed long for some reason.
With the brothers who walked in. So we'll get to that.
I love the brothers.
Don't you 100%? And so. Yeah, so he ends up killing this old lady and her, other vampires who was in the house.
There was, like, younger vampires in the house.
And quickly they establish that it's all about money because he goes down and grabs the fangs. It's all about, you know, it's like a trophy hunting, you know, despite the
and
fact.
And at first you don't know, like, how exactly the situation's going, but, like, he picks up his daughter... and from school and they go and here's the thing at first I was like I think I'm gonna like this daughter daddy stuff more than I liked the vampire stuff because that vampire fight went on so long but then like it changed but I thought this was so charming. He picks his daughter up, they go to frozen yogurt and then he takes her back home. You find out that he's divorced, right?
You know what, because Jamie Foxx had the uncanny ability of making you believe that he was a single dad not or, struggling.
Or that he was just on his way home to
not struggling, see his wife. But just like being like, I'm, you know, I'm divorced, and this is my kid, and this is what we do. Not, I'm going to show you how much I try. It was like, this is what we do. And I thought that was interesting because there's a difference, you know, of this is what we do, or this is, I'm so good. I'm trying to show you how dedicated I am. No, this is what they did. You know, they got ice cream. They hung out. The daughter was so familiar with the Jamie Foxx character that you never questioned whether if they were a family. And I was like,
yeah.
Brilliance. Really good. Really good. And so, yeah, they have this routine, and he's a vampire hunter, like a fat rat. But then they show you like these little hidden gems, like he's like washing up with this special soap, and you know,
special soap.
You know, special soap, and you know, they show you these rituals that he's doing that you like. This must be vampire stuff, you know.
Yeah, I like. So, I do like this little stuff that like. He does at the beginning. I think this movie does a really good job of saying like, oh, he doesn't tell you what the soap's for, exactly. You know what this is for, blah, blah, blah. And then later when he kind of has the audience stand in, which is James Franco.
Yeah, yeah.
You find out what he was doing earlier, even though you assumed it kind of got, I thought that was really fun. But what we find out is that the family is like needing money, which is weird because they live in a very nice house.
Whoa. So let me cue that dirty bathwater music.
Here she comes.
When he walks in and Megan Good,
why don't you talk about her butt?
I
was like, this is clearly for everybody. The ass.
I'm like, look at the ass. And, you know, I was just like, y'all. And like
it was almost like an advertisement for those leggings that everybody wears to make your ass look real good.
Holy shit! I was like. Okay, you got me. Megan Good, I'm in. And her
and it
ass.
Kept, you guys, it kept going.
It did keep going, Tiffle, but it went too far.
You're like, surely there will be no
it
more
went too
ass.
Far, Tiffle, well,
but. I wasn't upset about it, but I was like, it does keep going.
It's because so she's like cleaning the floor. But the house is dope. The house is like, holy shit.
How?
And
what
in LA,
she do?
That would be like a $5 million house. Like, yeah.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Here's the thing. I know I'm old.
You're
because,
not that
like, I'm like, you can't afford that property. You know what I mean? Like, where I was, like, watching it, and I was like, I know how much that would cost.
Yeah.
If you're in dire straits, you can't afford the braces, but you don't have insurance.
That was a
which,
$5 million
by the way, they have
house.
A union. They would have insurance for this vampire hunting guild.
He wasn't in the union. So.
Right, but he's trying to get into the union, right?
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is before.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about that. I have a question.
Yes.
The one thing I couldn't figure out about this movie, still questioning, is so people don't know there's vampires, but there's like a lot of vampire activity, I feel.
No, Tifflebot, in every vampire movie.
That's not true. Sometimes people know there's vampires.
Yeah, in some movies they do. But most vampire movies, people don't know. It's a hidden secret. So, the wife didn't know, the daughter didn't know, you know, but Jamie Foxx knew, and so he wants to get back into the guild, like the Mandalorian.
He wants to make some money.
You're right, because when
he tries to sell some fangs to his buddy, and that doesn't work out.
And I love this actor. This actor.
Yeah, he pops up everywhere, and he's so great.
And he is so great at being a piece of shit, low life.
Piece of shit, low life.
I loved him in Armageddon.
He's always just like wearing a robe.
He was like, you guys are a bunch of fucking cowboys. You know? He's so great. But, you know, he's paying him like 2% on a dollar, you know, than what he could have got.
I don't know.
No, it was like literally 2%. And so, you know.
But how do you know how much the value of the teeth is?
Because he was making nothing. He was saying he said he could make like.
Yeah, but you're like 2%. I'm like, how do you, of what? I don't know the standard value,
okay,
value
so
of
he's
vampire
getting
teeth.
Like, he's getting like $200 for those fangs. But
yeah, but how do you know how much they're worth?
But because he said at the guild he would have got $2,000 for those things.
Oops.
So 2%. So, you know, he's like a bottom feeder from the beginning. And so.
Of course.
You know, so it's like, okay, So he decides he's going to go and he's going to try to get with the union. But in the meantime, they show this high-powered real estate agent vampire who's like controlling everything. And she's pissed because this old lady got murdered by the vampire killer. And she's like, you know, find out who this is. And you're like, oh shit, this is bigger than what it is. This is bigger than what it is. I have to tell you, Tiff, about it. Yeah. It wasn't a stretch to figure out that this old lady was not so old in the vampire I was like, oh, she must be.
Here's the thing. I think, you know how you're always like, I turned my brain off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I think this might be one of the first times I was able to be like, yeah, who gives a fuck?
Tibblebot!
I was like, fucking sure.
Right. Yeah. And you enjoy the shit better, right?
More fighting, please.
Right. So
yeah, here's the thing. It's like they did say like John Wick, right? That was the commercial for this. Was like John Wick, whatever. Yeah. And I do agree. There's a lot of great action in this movie, but like John Wick's different because it's like practical. Some of this is not practical.
Right. It's over the top, which I actually.
But I like it. I liked it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. 100%. So, you know, so the action is different. And, you know, the daddy is still alive and he's like looking for his daughter. And you know she's still alive, you know, because she's this cute little beautiful girl. And, you know, he's just trying to keep him safe. But you knew this shit wasn't going to last. So a neighbor moves in his like, apartment complex. And it seems like everybody is aware of the vampire thing in his apartment complex. You know, the
I don't know.
You didn't know that?
I think that was kind of like I think that was like foreshadowing kind of.
Possibly, you know.
I don't even think we really need to talk to about the neighbor because that was more just like happened. She could have been left out of the plot and it wouldn't matter.
Well, she's actually a big deal because
I like her. I love her character.
She's cast in Star Wars as Sabine.
Oh, watch out, everybody!
No, motherfucker, you. She's like
motherfucker.
She's playing a pretty big role in the future in Star Wars, and so she You know, she moved in and he's like, everything is cool, but then everything goes to shit, Tifflebot. You know, it's all a trap. The whole thing is a trap, Tifflebot. You know.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. More Star Wars. But, you know, he gets like.
Watch the Moth Gideon unboxing now on Fans of Patrol on YouTube.
You should.
It's all Star Wars trap, you fuck. A little Star Wars drop.
Hey, Tim, I got more dolls. That's more popular.
I have all the dolls. Anyway, fuck, we're talking about Day Shift. Go on.
So, you know, he's getting these jobs. And he gets his tip to go to this place. And my favorite scene in the movie.
No, did you already talk about how you picked up James Franco as a
partner? Well, that happened. Right. James Franco.
So like, fuck that. That happens basically, yes. He's nervous, he pisses his pants or whatever.
I love it. I love it because he's like.
Oh, I love him too. I think he's great.
He's such a foil to what's going on. Because everybody's so masculine and macho. And he's just like, look, dude, I want to go in the office. What the hell is going on? Because they sent him to be a spy to him to fuck him over. But, you know, he's just like. Dude, I just want to stay alive, and these goddamn things are trying to kill me. And he's such a great character.
I love that he is. So basically, the thing about it is that like I feel like these are very natural interactions, and every time I thought, he's gonna fucking find out that they're gonna become friends, and then he's gonna find out that he's a Judas basically, and I was like. Oh, they did it right away. He found out right away he was a Judas. Like, every time I thought that I knew what this movie was going to do, it surprised me.
Brilliant, right. It's like, we're not going to take the same path.
And they became friends anyway.
Super fast, you know. And I just liked seeing the Franco character just like, he was just so stressed out by the shit he was doing, you know.
I do love that he pissed his pants. And here's the thing. I think that it was all handled very normally because he was like, God damn it. It's now fine, basically.
Now you know, this movie was a total ripoff of John Travolta, his movie Paris. What was it? Shit. It was the same dichotomy between him and another character. It was with Paris from Love. Holy shit. With Paris from Love, it was the exact same dichotomy where a younger character came in and he was following the older agent, and the older agent was off the hook and he was like Mr. Rulebook, and the same thing happened. It was great.
You know what? Blah, 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 blah.
God damn it.
I don't care.
With Paris James from Franco. Love, y'all. Look at that shit. So anyway, we get to the point that all the shit goes down in this movie, Tiff. And, you know, it's like bad at this point because they take the daughter, right? They take the daughter, and her ass is like nabbed. And this Jamie Foxx, his character doesn't know what to do. He's like, what the fuck? They beat up the wife, right?
Yeah, and then they take the wife too.
Beat up the wife, take the wife, take the daughter, and he's like, what to do? So then he goes back to, he thinks.
And
what else happens?
They make James Franco a vampire.
I was surprised that that happened like it did.
I was too. And I'll tell you because, like, well, that's the one part if you think too much. But I was, you know what? I was Montegoing because I was not thinking about too much. Is that, like, if you can extend the fact that this person who's barely been a vampire, so you don't know how they're going to be, is a good person.
I love when he hits that dude immediately. He was like, I don't know what I do now.
So, like, if you can believe that one's a good one, then how do you know anyone's a good one or a bad one?
Well, that's the journey of the show, right? Because he's like, I know what happened. And he goes into the neighbor's house. What the hell? And they fight and she beats his ass. And they fight and she beats his ass. And she's like, I got turned immediately. This bitch is the problem, this real estate lady, and let's go. You know, so it wasn't like, I'm not evil, but they use me.
Right, but there's not really any, there's no proof that that's any more true for her than it would be for any of them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No. In that sense, it's a gut feeling. Either I go with this person and I get murdered, or I go with this person and she's the truth, right? So, you know, I think that was like a basic human emotion. That what do you do in an instance where things is like out of control? And so, he chose wisely, right? So
yeah, I mean,
he has a team. He has the baby vampire who was a nerd.
Yes.
And he has the uber vampire who was actually still like new,
young, but had been around enough to know.
And she could at least do some kung fu fighting. Right?
You guys, I will say this is the start of the end of the movie where like everything is very cool because they're like, we're going out. So just before they get inside, Snoop Dogg.
I know.
Listen, I actually do not mind this. I really actually fucking loved it. He shows up.
He was playing Whistler. He was playing Whistler from Blade.
He's kind of on a Deus Ex Machina, right? Because he's kind of like, well, not really, because he doesn't solve all the problems, but like, he comes in and he helps them get inside, right?
Yeah, I like the scenes in the beginning when he was like trying to get this boy in. You know, I was like, that's really nice. You know, he was like, you know, I'm vouching for you. Do what you got to do. You know, and he got in.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Snoop Dogg.
Oh shit! Check that out. What's up, little bitches?
That one was bad.
That was bad, right?
it had to be natural off the cuff. But I did like the scene, like he gets them inside, and then like there's a scene where there's like obviously some vampires. He's been hurt, and he like, and I was like, here's the thing. I thought he surely would explode himself because I thought the character was so well developed in that way that you were like, he would just go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, 100%. Good observation. I agree with you 100%.
So, like, that's what he does, right? Boo. And then we're at the kind of, like, final situation where they fight the final lady.
Yeah, which was not really climactic.
Because, like, they left the two younger vampires out with a sub-boss, kind of, like, a little henchman.
Yeah.
And that fight was fine, and I liked it, whatever. And then he goes in. And, yeah, the fight was fine.
It was fine. Right. You know.
Here's the thing. At this point, I was already in love. It was like we were in the afterglow at this point. You could do me no wrong.
Exactly. They win. She's gone.
Yeah.
And it's over.
She's gone. Happy day. Everyone, even our vampire, we can all learn to be friends.
The coolest part was when I like when Jamie Foxx said to the guy.
I love that too.
When he was
sorry.
He's like, why are you walking up here all fast? You know? He's like, man, I knew you could move that fast. And like, because the guy's like trying to bitch them out like the old like 80s like police captain. And he had nothing, right? And so then they were like, You know, we're here to stay. You know, what's the problem? Because they didn't know that the Franco character was a vampire.
Yeah.
And so they had this little crew, and he's trying to like stick it to him, and he was like, "You killed a legacy character," and because they thought Snoop Dogg was dead. But then he pops out of the sewer talking about. One thing I hate about L.A., one thing I like about L.A. is all the damn vampires, Lost Boys. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, cool. He wasn't turned. He wasn't anything like that. He's like, they set it up for a sequel, if there's going to be a sequel, which it could be, 100%.
So I did like, so they had they kind of had the titular title. I think they mentioned Day Shift, but I did kind of like that at the end they were like, welcome to the Night Shift.
Right.
Because he was a vampire, and I thought that was really cute. Really liked it. Anyway, would watch more.
Yes. What? Look, they did Army of Darkness and then the Thieves of Darkness. Do a Day Shift, now is Night Shift. You know, do that shit. Maybe that's what they got. Maybe that's what they got.
You know what? Listen, stop giving away ideas for free.
Right.
We have money to be made. Listen,
you
if you want to unlock the ideas package, it's $1 on Patreon.
Right. But we make for more than dollars if you're trying to get some shit going here. We'll collaborate with you for free. No, we won't. We'll collaborate with you. For a fee.
We're reaching the end.
So anyway, man, that's it, Tiff. We came to do the damn thing. We got it done. Man, we
did.
So we did like a list. On we did.
A list.
A one shot. And then we did Day Shift.
Main topic.
Indeed. So, you know, next week, guys. Oh, shit. I'm not sure, Tiff, but I think that Sylvester Stallone movie is out there, man. You know?
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. It looks so good. It's on Amazon Prime, I think. Anyway, I'm the host of Fantasy Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my super fine co-host, Mr. Bobot. Say goodbye to the people with your fine ass, Tiff Bobot. Look what I did.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. And until next week, man, we will be
on
patrol.
Don't you step in. Motherfucker.